Hi, I'm Keegan.
And I'm Madigan.
And you're listening to Your Angry Neighborhood Feminist.
This is a podcast where we explore the world through our own personal feminist perspectives. And this is a mini episode.
It's a mini. Sorry, I had to take a drink. Like, my tongue got so dry. All of a sudden, does that ever happen to you?
Right now, I just feel really phlegmy.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
Like, I feel like I have, like, a bubble in the back of my throat, so I'm talking like Hermit the Frog or something.
This has been, like, the most stressful. Or not stressful, just, like, I finished a job. I started a job. I had my live shows. I had a friend here. I'm getting ready to leave town for a week. And so it's like a lot.
Yeah.
And I feel like my body has been trying to get sick for like 2 weeks. Yeah. And I'm just like, sorry, we don't have time.
That's kind of how I felt too, because I'm not getting enough sleep still with this puppy. It's gotten better. And I don't, maybe I'm just adjusting to the lack of sleep. Like, my body's used to it because I feel much better. I also just got a change in medication, which I think is really helping me. Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to do it for months. And I'm like, hallelujah. But yeah, I've been the same way where, like, I felt like I've been getting sick because I'm not sleeping enough and everyone that I work for is sick.
Yeah, you just got to push that shit down. I mean, I truly believe, like, the only reason I haven't gotten sick is because
you haven't stopped.
And yeah, I'm just like, I legit, because I thought I was going to be sick for the live shows, and I was just like, legit, like, body, you don't have time, so sorry, you just have to push through. Like,
God,
there's nothing.
I wish that worked on me all the time.
We can do here.
I was always sick for plays, like, in high school and in college. I always got sick before, like, a big presentation or a play.
Ugh, it's terrible. I've been living on NyQuil, and I'm out, and I wish I'd gone and gotten more, because, like...
Postmates.
Oh, yes.
I postmated tampons a couple weeks ago.
Genius.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I might do that, because, like, it has been the only thing that's been, like, helping me sleep, because my throat hurts. And then also, because I just started this new job, it's, like, my brain won't shut off.
Yeah.
And I just have, like, running thoughts all night.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, enough about us.
Enough about us.
Let's talk about the news.
Let's do it.
Okay. Should I start, or do you want to start?
Why don't you start it off?
Okay. So... I am going to start off talking about the Virginia blackface scandals. Have you heard about this?
I don't think so. Start talking about it, and maybe I've seen it on my feed.
Let's dive in.
Let's do it.
I think they've made a couple of jokes about it on SNL.
This sounds fun.
Yeah. So Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, who's a Democrat, so let's just get that off, like, right at the start, which just goes to show you racism has no party.
Nope.
He had a picture on his, someone found, and I think it was someone on the right actively trying to kind of discredit him.
Yeah.
They found on his University of Virginia yearbook page, his page, so like a big picture of him.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
And then there's...
Light bulb.
And if you, okay, and then there's a picture, it's a blackface picture, and it's a guy in blackface and a guy in a KKK costume. Standing next to each other.
Okay.
So if you're thinking, I know that sounds horrific, but if you're thinking, like, maybe it's not as bad as it sounds, it's 120% worse than it sounds. Like, it is...
It already sounds pretty bad to me.
It sounds pretty bad. And it is so offensive. And it was on...
What year was this? Like, in the 70s?
I want to say in the 70s or early 80s.
Okay.
And it is... super offensive, and people, and it's on his personal personal yearbook page. So
what does that mean? Like, everybody in the school gets a page?
Like, if you look at it, there's a big picture of him with, like, his name on it and on the same page. So you would think,
so he
maybe
was,
it's
picking
for,
out the photos or something.
Yeah, you would think that. Like, maybe it's for seniors or whatever. I'm not sure. I don't have the details on that. But that's kind of what it looks like. It kind of looks like a senior page where you would get to pick, like, highlights from your year. Like, I was in this play or whatever and have pictures of that. That's what it is. So people clearly were like, this is you.
Yeah.
Either you're in blackface or you're in a KKK costume.
Neither way is good. Yeah.
And so he came out. People were like, have you ever done blackface? Have you ever done blackface? And essentially, he was like, hold on a second, let me check. Seriously.
What?
And
let
then
me check?
He looked at the picture and he was like, so this is not me in this picture. However... I feel like I need to come out and tell you guys something. He was like, he had a press conference and he was like, I may have done blackface. He's like, I definitely did blackface once I was in a talent show. So it must have been in the 80s. It was in the 80s because it was after the moonwalk happened. Because he was like, I Michael Jackson's moonwalk, not like the walk on the
moon. Okay, good.
But he like, that was the 60s thing. Because he said that he was Michael Jackson in a talent show.
Oh.
And moonwalked. And he was like, he tried to make it sound bad. This is the weirdest. Like, Google it if you have not seen it, because this man cannot stop, like, sticking his foot in his mouth. Like, his poor wife is sitting next, like, standing next to him, like, shut honey, up.
You're making it worse.
You're making it worse. No. You're making it worse. Because he's basically like, so, I think he's trying to get ahead of it. Like, hey, yeah. This is not me in blackface in this picture, but you might find pictures of blackface.
Yeah.
Of me, if you, like, look hard enough.
Well, what is that picture, then, if it's on his personal
page? I don't know.
He's just like, this is a funny picture.
Yeah. Yes. It doesn't say anything good regardless. But he was like, it was Michael Jackson in a talent show. I did the moonwalk, and I won the talent show. As if, like, okay, well, then that blackface matters. Is fine if yeah. you won
if
the
you
talent
won,
show.
I mean,
and
whatever.
One of the reporters was like, can you still moonwalk? And you could, like, see him thinking about, like,
do I do a moonwalk?
Maybe I should moonwalk for them right now. And his wife was just like, don't
fucking
yeah,
moonwalk.
Don't fucking do it. You're gonna make it worse. And then he went on about how, like, I put some shoe polish on my face. And, you know, like, you know how hard shoe polish is to get off. And I'm like, what? What does this have to do with anything? This is the weirdest thing for you to be talking about right now. So he then issued, he came out and said that he was not going to step down. People were like, you should step down as governor of Virginia. But he was like, I'm not going to. And then he did this thing where he issued a press release on Tuesday celebrating his administration for restoring voting rights for former felons. He said, and I quote, I believe in second chances and making our Commonwealth more open and accessible to all. Now, this was a thing. Restoring voting rights to felons has been a thing that a lot of black activists in particular have been pushing for, because...
So he's kind of trying to, like, maybe clean up
face.
His mess a little.
Yes. He's trying to clean up his mess by giving voting rights to felons, a large percentage of which we know that black people are disproportionately affected by this law. And also, at the same time, he found the perfect way to be like, I believe in second chances. For me, low-key, he's like, for me. And also, look what I'm doing for the black community.
Yeah.
Look how good I'm not racist. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean, I totally read it that way. It's good that he was able to do what he did.
Exactly. And that's,
make the voting rights different. Yeah. So, I mean, that's great for the people of Virginia.
That's kind of where everyone is standing right now, where they're
if he hadn't said what he said, the whole I believe in second chances thing, to me, it's just so narcissistic.
Oh, right, it's very self-serving. But we're trying to take it for what it is, because it's like, okay, if you did step down, who else would get in there? Probably some other racist white dude who wouldn't be doing anything for black people. So it's kind of like, no matter what your motivations are, as long as you are passing legislation that's good for the black community, then fine.
Yeah. It's such a difficult thing for me, because there are things that I've said and done that I don't agree with anymore. I think that blackface is a very severe version of that, because I think it's been widely known that that's not okay
for a
long
very
time.
Long time, yeah.
And people still continue to make that mistake. I feel like if you do make a mistake like that, you know, he did put his foot in his mouth quite a bit, but it's like, if you have done something that you regret in the past, I feel like having a very honest apology, and he did admit it, which is fine, but like, it is still really hard to swallow,
right,
because he knew that what he was doing was wrong.
It's also one of those things, though, that I feel like he never would have admitted.
If he hadn't gotten caught.
And
but
he wasn't caught.
It's a weird thing to admit.
Well, because he hadn't gotten caught. You know, he hadn't gotten caught. He could have come out and said, that's not me in that picture.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why it's on my page, but that's not me.
Yeah, that seems
but
sketchy to
he
me.
Was scared that someone was going to dig up photos of him.
And just to be clear, I'm not trying to make excuses for him whatsoever, but I do understand the place in which I've said and done things in the past and believe certain things that I don't agree with anymore.
Right, yeah.
And that people can change and evolve and things like that. And if he did make a mistake, the best thing he could have done was to very calmly admit it, ask for, you know, forgiveness, say he was sorry, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of having to make a whole charade out of it.
Yeah.
And but, also to have a little bit of a dig, I believe, in second chances. I don't know. That
right. I don't know. It does rub me wrong.
Yeah.
But
it rubs me very much the wrong way.
Kind of bring home how common this was, the Virginia Attorney General, Mark Herring, also decided to get ahead of the curve.
Uh-oh. What
do
you do?
The Attorney General. So the Attorney General and the governor have both done blackface.
Did he just, did, were people investigating this, or he was just like, I
no,
do too?
He's like, before you can come at me, he's like, I'm going to strike first. So he just came out and was like, hey guys, if you go digging into my past, you might find some blackface.
What is wrong with people?
He's like, I dressed as a rapper in the 80s. And I'm like, in the 80s? That's the thing where I'm like, you guys can be like, it was acceptable back then, but I'm like, was
no.
it? I just kind of think that maybe you were living in a racist state, Virginia.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it is Virginia.
Yeah, it was acceptable where you were, but
yeah.
it was never okay
yeah,
or, like,
it was never
acceptable.
Acceptable. Yeah.
yeah. And especially, both of them, I think, were trying to be like, I love Michael Jackson. I love this rapper that I dressed as.
But as we've spoken about before, there are proper ways to be your idols
right.
without having to make it so
but
inappropriate.
I think it was the way that they were trying to distance themselves from quote-unquote bad blackface, which would be dressing as, like, blackface next to a KKK member because you think
yeah.
that's funny. So I think they were trying to distance themselves for that, but like from that, but it doesn't make any difference.
It's still not cute.
No, it's not okay.
No.
So yeah, that's my first story of the week.
Okay, I'm going to talk about some shit from the Grammys.
Okie dokie.
So,
I watched the Grammys this year.
I did not.
I never do.
No, I only really watch the Golden Globes and the Oscars. I don't really care
I never
otherwise.
Watched the Grammys, but I was, like, having a couple of friends over. And my friend Amy was like, are you going to have the Grammys on? And I was like, well, I wasn't planning on it, but if
sure.
you want me to have it on, sure.
Yeah, I did not watch, but I like to, you know, go to my news sources and see who won and what people were wearing. I just like knowing what people were wearing.
Oh, that's the main reason to watch the Grammys.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama was there, and she
yeah.
looked fierce.
Did you see the text that she had with her mom?
No.
The text exchange? Because she said something like, did you see me at the Grammys? And her mom was like, I didn't know you were going to be there. And she's like, I told you. And then she was like, did you get to see any of the real stars? And she goes, I am a real
First
star,
of all,
mom.
How dare you, mom.
First Mom,
of all,
I'm
how
a real
dare
star.
You.
So, two singers showed their support of Trump at the Grammys with their fashion choices. It is Joy Villa and Rebel. Rebel, I guess, is like some rock glam person. I don't know who either of these people are.
How edgy. Well, I know Joy Villa because she, right after Trump was elected, I think it was in 2016.
Well, she started actually with her crazy political fashion choices in 2015.
Wearing what?
She wore a dress made of orange netting. Like, it looked like the stuff you'd put, like, at a construction site or, like...
What point was she trying to
make? I don't know, and I was trying to look for that, but I didn't see. But she, in 2017, wore a MAGA dress. And
right,
then
I mean, and...
last year, she wore a rainbow pro-life dress.
Yep. Yeah, okay. a lot to unpack here. I have an issue with this woman... And we had a conversation because we were like, have you seen this shit? Mm-hmm. Like, we should talk about this, which we're totally talking about it. And I think
yeah.
that's totally okay. But she had a huge spike
yeah.
in record sales after that MAGA dress.
I hate that.
By people who wouldn't have given a shit about her otherwise
yeah.
because of all the media attention she got. Because
yeah.
she's not really anybody. In fact,
she's
I don't
not.
Understand how...
Why is she still going to the Grammys?
She's got one hell of a publicist team that's
yeah.
able to get her on the list to go to these events because...
Yeah.
She's not really
I've never heard of either of these people.
That big of a recording artist.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to me that she continues to get invited to these things.
Yeah.
But the only reason why anyone is talking about her, which is why I think she continues to do this.
Is because of this.
Is because it's the only way she gets any attention.
Yeah. It
like
is.
She's not getting attention
and
for anything
so
else.
It's so bizarre to me because this is a woman of color.
Yes.
And she's wearing, this year she wore a dress that looked like it was made of bricks. And then the skirt on the back said, build the wall.
Fucking bitch.
And she's
I
holding
hate
a
her.
Red purse that says, make America great again.
Yeah, it looks like the hat.
Yeah.
She, and listen, I don't want to say that and be like, this fucking bitch, like I fucking hate her. But here's the thing. if I really believed that she felt this way, truly, that would be different.
Are you sure she doesn't?
I'm not sure she does.
Because she said, I believe in the president. I just released an album called Home Sweet Home, and it's all about my love for America.
But you see...
Barbed wire. I'm having fun with it.
But you see, that's where she makes me think that this is all just a publicity stunt. Because I'm like... I would be interested in looking at her past and what her political views were like before this.
Because I read an article where they were saying that she was considered liberal, but then she started listening to Trump's speeches and agreed with what he was saying.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think if you don't have a soul and you don't mind being hated, this is actually a genius PR move. Because you galvanize yourself, you manage to align yourself with people who would never have listened to your music otherwise, and you get splattered all over news outlets because everyone's so polarized right now. So you took advantage of the fact that we're so divided.
It's true. This other person, Rebel, wore a Keep America Great Again jacket and a Trump 2020, I think it's a Trump 2020 on the jacket somewhere as well. And they actually, like, share a lot of Trump's tweets and, like, is really in on that propaganda. And this person is bisexual and is, like, very much apparently a part of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, so is Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever that guy's
name is.
Yeah,
and it's so backwards, you know what I mean? But I just found that really, like, disappointing and maddening because it is such a shock value where you can't look away, but it just pisses you off so
much. And it's hard to know, like, do we just ignore these people until they go away, or do we talk about it because it's so insane?
Yeah, you know, it's a weird line to follow.
It's a weird line
because you
want
to bring attention to it, but you also don't want to because it's going to make that person more popular.
Right.
It's a whole exactly. No press is bad
and,
press.
And I truly do believe, like, at least, I don't know anything about Rebel, but I do think for Joy Avia, I think it was...
publicity.
Yeah, and I think that there are some people, I think there's a lot of people who fame at any cost. Like, they don't care if they're popular, or they don't care if people like them or hate them. They just want to be famous, and they just want to be successful. And
yeah,
I think she found a way to do that that works for her.
Maybe.
Because she just did the exact same thing. I think she did the exact same thing, hoping that it would stir up as much controversy as her MAGA dress did. And it has. It stirred up controversy, but it didn't blow up the same way.
Yeah.
The MAGA dress was
everywhere.
Well,
because we've seen it before.
Exactly.
You know, you're a one-trick pony.
That's exactly right. I feel like that's another thing that makes me think that this was calculated. Because she was just like, well, this worked for me before, and I haven't had a spike in my numbers since then. So I'm going to do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and she was probably bummed out that the shutdown ended, like, right before the Grammys, because she was like, she would have gotten a lot more attention, I think.
Yeah.
If the shutdown was still going on.
People who sell their soul to the devil, I tell you.
Speaking of that.
Yeah.
And the shutdown. So, on Monday, Capitol Hill negotiators announced a bipartisan spending agreement. Mm-hmm. And they basically said that they would provide $1.375 billion to build a 55 miles of new barriers along the southern border. So not like...
Physical barriers?
Physical barriers, but not a sea from Shining Sea wall, the way that Trump wanted. 55 miles in strategic locations, which is what border agents said would be helpful. But they are not willing to fund a full wall. So Trump had wanted $5.7 billion to fund his, like, sea from Shining Sea wall. When he didn't get it, it triggered that 35-day long government shutdown. And it was a massive hit to his approval ratings, which, as we know, I think is the only thing that he really cares about. So this spending deal, the let's round up, $1.4 billion is, I think, less than he was originally offered in December. I could be wrong on that.
I don't blame them.
It's less, I think, than he was originally offered in December when he shut the government down. So it just drives home that, like, he shut it down for no reason.
Right.
So he came out on Wednesday, which is today, our time, and said that he does not want to see another government shutdown. So he's kind of hinting that they might be willing to take this agreement.
Yeah. Well, he's been saying that. He's like, I don't want to see another shutdown, but I will if I have to.
Right. On Monday when they gave him this, when they said, we'll give you $1.4 billion rather than like $5 or $6 billion, he said he was unhappy about that.
Yeah.
And I think he got some perspective. I think the people around him were like, you can't afford to lose any more popularity this mm-hmm. close to going into 2020.
Is he running again?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, he could pull himself out, but I don't think he will.
Yeah.
He could pull himself out of contention, but I think that's very rare.
We talked about a while ago that he was, like, not really interested in running again.
I don't know that he's interested in being president anymore, and I think he could.
But it would look really bad if
he could withdraw himself, but I think his ego is such that he won't do that.
Exactly. He wouldn't do that.
But, yeah, so I think that was kind of what it was. They were like, your approval ratings can't take any more hits, so you need to just accept this.
Yeah.
And move on. They haven't done it yet, but it's anticipated that they will accept it rather than
deny it.
Consider having another government shutdown.
Yeah.
So, fingers crossed that this gets accepted.
No kidding.
And who even knows where we'll be in 2020 when, hopefully, a new president is elected. You know, maybe it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm not fully opposed to strategic border security, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm just like, if it's, you know, in places where we need it, on the advice of Border Patrol agents or the head of border security, and, like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we have tons of things we could be funding. There's exactly. another state that's having a... There is another state that is having a teacher strike right now, or another city. I don't know where it is. I think it's in Texas. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I didn't
there's
do research
a lot of,
on that.
There's a lot of places that money could go.
That we could use the money. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, should we talk about Esquire
and
their cover?
Yes. So I sent this to Madigan.
And I was like, is this
and
real?
And I was like, what the fuck? Because Esquire magazine, in Black fucking History Month, put out a magazine whose cover reads, "An American Boy, What It's Like to Grow Up White, Middle Class, and Male in the Era of Social Media, Mass School Shootings, Toxic Masculinity, Me Too, and a Divided Country." Because it must be so hard.
That poor guy, that poor Ryan
Are
Morgan.
You middle class?
Oh, no. Are you a
white Are
man?
You white and middle class?
And he, like, totally victimizes himself through this whole article. I didn't read a lot of it because I was like, I don't care what he does on a day-to-day basis.
Also so boring.
It was like, so boring. It was like, he's eating lunch with his friends.
He just wishes he could talk about his girlfriend and the Packers.
Yeah.
Like, I just wish I could talk about the Green Bay Packers and my girlfriend, but instead I have to talk about other people's oppression. How upsetting for me.
I know. The beginning of the article reads, "Ryan Morgan is 17 and happy to be a guy. To be a girl would mean he'd have to deal with a lot more drama. He'd likely have to deal with mean girls."
I fucking hate this kid so much.
"And he could end up a mom, which he doesn't ever want."
Because, oh, my God.
"Because being a mom is hard. Probably the hardest job in the world. Also, he might not think football was interesting. He isn't sure what would be interesting if it isn't football."
So this kid is an idiot.
"Then he isn't interested. Other than that, he doesn't think there are too many reasons it would be better to be a guy than a girl, unless you're from the Middle East or maybe in the inner city."
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So all you're highlighting, I'm like, Esquire, why? Like,
why? Well, this is why. They cover it in the first page, and then it's like, why go further? Because, so, this asshole was fucking opening and shutting a door in the computer lab, and this girl was like, don't do that, stop. And then when he did it again, she smacked him in the face.
And he
then
hit her.
He hit her back.
Right. Yes.
And then the teacher said that he should report it, but he apparently had a bus to catch. And then his mother said that girl could go home, slit the whole side of her cheek with a knife, and come to school Monday and say, "Hey, look what he did to me."
But did she? No,
no.
She didn't. So why fucking
should, okay,
mothers who do this shit piss me off?
But this is the thing. She should not have hit him. Hitting people
Absolutely.
Is not okay.
It's not a good response.
It doesn't matter if it's a girl or a boy or anything. You should not hit back. You don't stoop to their level just because they hit you.
Well, I mean, and regardless of that, basically what he says in this article is, "I believe that if I had hit her back and I was a girl, I wouldn't have gotten in trouble." And I'm like, I always say this. I'm like, if your first instinct response to feminism and equality is, well, then that means I can hit you.
Mm-hmm.
is, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Did you read the part where he was talking about how he, like, commented on some feminist Instagram page, and they were like, we don't have to listen to you because you're a white guy. And he's like, I thought you were about equality. And I immediately was
one
of our commenters.
Flashbacks. I'm sweating.
I was just going to say, like, I'm sweating. I can't breathe.
Yeah.
Stop copying me. So he ended up going to court, and he says if he was a girl, this wouldn't have happened. He lives in a town in Wisconsin dominated by Trump voters.
Shocking. I'm shocked.
He's like, I don't hang out with the jocks. I don't hang out with the hunting crowd. And I definitely don't hang out with, like the rednecks with the MAGA things on their truck. You know, he just kind of was like, I'm not an extreme
kind of
guy.
Where did they find this kid? Where did they find him?
I don't know. And why is he being featured?
He's not interesting in any way.
He's not. He's boring.
And that's the thing. Like, if you brought me a profile of a kid who had experienced some shit.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why we don't profile mediocre white boys who haven't experienced anything.
They're not interesting.
Bring me a kid from the inner city who's having to deal with gun violence.
Yeah.
Like, bring me...
Oh, yeah, and he's talking about school shootings. Like, I guess there was some kid... I didn't read the whole thing, but he mentioned something about a kid who was, like, threatening something, and he was like, yeah, he was a weird kid. It's like, what?
Well, and when he was asked about the Me Too movement, he was basically like, I don't really know anything about that.
Yeah, what is that?
What? Why, yeah. Why are we talking to you?
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, to publish such a, like, asinine piece of drivel, it, like, makes me wonder.
And during Black History Month?
Exactly. It makes me wonder, again, the same thing that we just talked about with Joyvia and this rebel person, it makes me wonder, Esquire, are you doing this because you are not popular anymore? I don't hear any... This is the first thing I've heard from Esquire in a very long time. And this got you clicks. It got you views.
Yeah.
Because you don't... You're not popular anymore.
Yeah. Well, he says, everyone hates me because I support Trump. I couldn't debate anyone without being shut down and called names. Like, what did I do wrong?
Maybe you're a bad debater.
And then he says... About Trump, he's respectful towards his wife, as far as I know. I don't think he is racist or sexist.
So we're dealing with an idiot. Like, seriously, okay, and I don't even want to say that. I understand we're talking about a child. Like, I get
that. He's 17. I mean, yeah, he's still a child,
He's still a child. I had fucked up, the same way we were talking about, you know, the governor. Like, I held really fucked up views even when I was 17.
Yeah.
So I get it.
But it's just, why are we highlighting him?
Exactly. Why are we profiling?
It's not that he is the way he is. It's the fact that we're highlighting this person who doesn't have a strong stance on anything
that's
going on.
You're not bringing to the table anything unique or interesting. So why are we even talking about you?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it. And that's what makes me think, like, Esquire was just like, let's do something to bring attention to ourselves that's kind of outrageous. Because it honestly is super insulting.
Yeah.
That they would do this during Black History Month.
I mean, it says it's going to be the March issue, but it's come out already. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. No, it's dumb.
And then it's Women's History Month. What the fuck?
And they deserve all the backlash they're getting for this,
exactly.
In my opinion.
Yeah, they really do. It's awful. And it's just like,
it's
so
just
much
a
about
bad piece of journalism.
Him and his fucking girlfriend. And I'm like, I don't care. And it's like, he had a big batch of mashed potatoes for lunch.
Who fucking cares?
I don't care.
You're in Wisconsin. That's not unusual.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm getting
Nobody
heated.
Nobody cares.
I'm getting so heated just because I'm just like, also like, also just fucking bad journalism. Like, whoever has the byline on that article should be fired. Like, you don't deserve to work in journalism anymore.
Nope.
It was a piece of shit article.
I revoke your journalism card.
So guys, if you're like, hey, maybe I want to read this. Don't.
Don't read
you
it.
You don't need to.
I read it for you. It's boring. Don't read it.
Yeah, it literally has, it brings nothing of value to the table.
No.
And, you know, in some ways, I'm just like, this kid, like, he is getting more attention than I think he thought he would.
Oh, yeah, he thought it was bad on social media before.
Yeah, just wait now.
Just wait.
Like, and I'm not advocating for this kid to get, like...
Not at all, but he...
But you know what? He's so bland. I'm just like, even if you were gonna profile someone who is getting bullied for being a Trump supporter, then profile someone who has a story about being bullied for being a Trump supporter beyond just being like,
people
don't like it.
People don't like me anymore.
Yeah, like, that's not enough, sir. Like, what?
No.
What? because people are dying out here, dude. Like, yeah. people of color, LGBTQ people, like, people are really suffering.
Yeah.
Teenagers we are don't really care about suffering.
What you have to say when you have nothing to
Trans
say.
Trans kids, suffering. You're not suffering. You're mildly uncomfortable.
Yeah, he lives in a part of Wisconsin that's 2% African American.
Yeah, you're mildly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And we're, but you know what? I think it's so, and if Esquire had come at it from this angle, I think I would appreciate it more because I think it's so indicative of our culture right now when white people or white men especially get mildly uncomfortable, they feel oppressed.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden they're oppressed. And I'm like, no, no, no. You just haven't felt any discomfort yeah. at all in your
yeah,
life
exactly.
because you've been catered to forever.
Yeah.
And this is what discomfort feels like. It is not what oppression feels like.
Exactly.
So don't get the two fucking mixed up because there are people out here really fucking dying in these streets.
Yeah. Preach, Keegan.
Anyway.
Preach.
Anyway.
Well, it looks like we're about at that time.
Yes, we are about at that time. Thank you for listening. If you have any news that you would like us to rant about, this has been a particularly angry episode.
Yeah, I mean, the name of our show.
Thus the title of our podcast. So if you have any stories that you would like us to cover, if you have any feedback, opinions, Sister Solidarity stories, we are going to be coming up on National Coming Out Day, I feel like, is soonish, or is that in April?
I thought that was in April.
It might be.
We'll look it up.
It might be in April, but
I mean, still send in your coming out stories.
Either way, send them in because I think we would love to do another of those.
I think I think we should definitely do that.
Another coming out episode. So if you have coming out stories, send those in to us. They can be anything. They can be happy. They can be sad. Just let us know in the email if you would like to remain anonymous or if you would like a shout out on the show. We can do either. So any of that stuff, you can email to us at neighborhoodfeminist@gmail.com. You can get us on Instagram, and you can direct message us there as well at Angry Neighborhood Feminist. You can find us on Twitter at YANF Podcast, YANF Podcast. You can also get us on Facebook. We have a group page and also a business page. On our business page and on Apple Podcasts, you can leave us reviews. We would love to hear from you. Anytime we get new reviews, we always feature those on our reviews.
Yeah, and
Tuesday.
We're out of them right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think we might have some from further back. I should go and look and see. But yeah, we would love to hear from you guys. So definitely drop us a review, send us an email. Is that everything?
I believe so.
Okay.
So you guys, with all of that being said, we encourage you
to rage on.
Bye.